Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's nothing funny about this, Josh. Happy birthday to Josh Wheeler, by the way. He's been doing a great job filling in for our guy, DJ.
Happy birthday, Josh. Thank Maybe you. In your old age, which is probably like, are you 30? Are you even 30 yet?
What was that? Sorry.
33, are I you think, right?
Yes.
Are you 30 yet? You're 30. Maybe in your wisdom and your ripe old age of 33, you can explain why in the world Chauncey Billups would blow up his great life to gamble. Folks, was it worth it, Chauncey? I know you're streaming, maybe from the holding cell you're in right now.
Well, first of all, these are allegations, innocent until proven guilty. Hello here.
Okay, well, getting arrested after your game. Was whatever you did worth it? I don't understand people with great lives blowing up their lives to allegedly be involved in an illegal high-stakes poker operation that allegedly had reported ties to organized crime figures, i.e. the mafia.
Yeah.
Chauncey Phillips, you Billups. Had a great life that you worked, Billups, excuse me, that you worked hard for. What is wrong with you? Adam, can you explain this to me?
It's easy.
Or Josh.
Because why does anybody who has a ridiculous amount of money, and, you know, Chauncey Billups, I'm sure, makes a very comfortable living. You know, he's not like uber rich, but
he's plenty rich.
It's the juice, man. It's the love. And when you get more money, you have more opportunity to get involved with that. And I'm not saying, and again, we don't know all the details yet, by the way. There is a press. We're talking about this big breaking story, gambling, federal crimes alleged to have occurred. Chauncey Billups, who coached the Portland Trail Blazers last night against the Timberwolves, under arrest. Another current NBA player for the Miami Heat, also under arrest in a federal gambling probe. The feds, by the way, are scheduled to have a press conference any time now, and we'll be able to dip into that if we want a little more detail here. And what I understand is these are, while they're both under arrest, these might be two different situations we're talking about. As you mentioned, Jor, Chauncey Billups allegedly tied to a mafia-run poker game that I'm sure involves plenty of money. But the player involved, Terry Rozier, apparently it's tied to online gambling and possibly prop bets where he maybe sat out to influence certain bets. So that's a different deal. But back to your question, it's not shocking at all, because people who make a lot of money and suddenly have all this money, they have a lot of money to gamble with too.
Yeah.
And if you make a lot
But Adam, you can go and gamble. You know what, Chauncey? Gambling is legal.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, you can't gamble on your own games because that is illegal, but gambling is legal. If you want a high-stakes poker game, there are plenty in the fancy rooms where they don't let people like me in Vegas. There's plenty of opportunity for you to gamble. Why in the world would you opt to possibly, again, innocent till proven guilty, yep. This is still America for now, I understand all of that, but why in the world would you even come within 100 yards of something that smells illegal? I just, and maybe because I don't understand gambling addiction. I am not an addicted person. I don't have that personality. And this is a disease, by the way. So now is Chauncey Billups going to say that he has a disease and he has to go to gambling camp or, you know, wherever they send addiction camp? Is that the deal?
Maybe. Should we go to this press conference? They're just starting. Oh. Let's hear, see if we can get some more details on this. This is Joseph Nocella, who is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, speaking right now in Brooklyn.
Michael McCarty, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney, and the Executive Director of the Waterfront Commission, Phoebe Sorrell. I'm now going to turn the podium over to FBI Director Kash Patel.
Good morning. Today we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra. The men and women up here standing with me represent a small portion of the leadership team that brought profound justice in an era that needed it more than any. I'll just highlight some of the details in the case and the FBI work, and then you'll hear from the others. But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation. And we could not have done it without our interagency partners that are before us today. The NYPD, HSI, and teams of law enforcement officials from around the country made this day possible. It takes a team to bring this kind of justice, sweeping justice, into the halls of the United States courtrooms where our brave United States attorney has led this prosecution. It takes courageous prosecutors to stand before you and say, we will not allow this kind of illicit activity to happen, not only at the national sporting level, but also where it hides in La Casa Nostra. And when these two collided together, they perpetrated a fraud that is historic in terms of not just money, but the scheme and the deceit that they utilize to steal and swindle people from money, to include crypto fraud. This is an operation that showcases to you that under President Trump's administration, there is no room for any type of criminal behavior, be it on the world's largest stage or in the back rooms of tiny parlors where guard games are being played. We are proud to stand here today with the men and women of the FBI and this legal team. And to the United States Attorney, I just want to thank you personally for taking the time to display the work that the media is about to hear about today in detail. As I said, it does take courageous prosecutors, but it takes a courageous United States attorney to bring this case because we are going to take heat for it. But we don't shy away in this administration. We don't say no. What we do is we bring the results across the finish line. We bring them to the public. We bring you accountability. And yes, they will have their day in court, and you will hear the evidence through the court system exclusively. We will not deny anyone of due process. And that's the brilliance of this system. That's the brilliance of this administration. Everyone will be held to account. So with that, I turn it over to United States Attorney Nocell. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Patel. To be clear, we're announcing today indictments in two major cases, both involving fraud. One involves sports betting, and the other involves illegal gambling, very specifically rigged poker games. The first indictment involves six defendants who are alleged to have participated in one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the United States. This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams. The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games. These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Cosa Nostra. While the cases are separate, there are three overlapping defendants charged in both cases: Damon Jones, Eric Ernest, and Shane Hennin. The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law. But my message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this: your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that. First, I would like to talk about United States versus Ernest, the NBA basketball gambling case. The defendants in this case are Eric Ernest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennin, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player. Other co-conspirators were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, they got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts. Defendants used this non-public information to place hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent bets, mostly in the form of prop bets on individual player performance. The bets were placed through online sports books and also in person at casinos. The defendants relied on a network of straw bettors to place the maximum amount of bets to increase their potential profits. Most of these bets succeeded, and the intended losses were in the millions of dollars. The defendants then laundered their illegal winnings in various ways: peer-to-peer platforms, bank wires, and simple cash exchanges. The indictment details specific examples where the defendants profited from illegal gambling and illegal betting on various NBA games about the performance of players on, among other things, the Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers. Each defendant in the NBA basketball gambling case has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Now, I would like to turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case. Beginning as early as 2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach. What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback. The quarterback then signaled secretly the information he had received from others to others at the table, and together they used that information in order to win their games and to cheat the victims. Defendants used other cheating technologies, such as poker chip tray analyzers, which is a poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table. What you see depicted on a screen right now is an example of the X-ray table that reveals the cards. Although they are face down on the table, they can be read because of the X-ray technology. The Mafia, specifically members and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese organized crime families, had pre-existing control over non-rigged illegal poker games around New York City. As a result, they also became...
All right, you've been watching the...
All right, well, we'll jump in, too. my gosh.
I am astounded. I we need to take a break.
Yeah.
But
lots
I am
to digest
just...
Here.
Yeah,
this
I am
to be
astounded.
The Toronto Rangers.
At how organized everything is, and the level of a card that could, or a table that could read the cards upside down. Boy, Adam, am I naive? Have you ever heard of these things before?
Well, you know, I participate in these games all the time. I'm one of those fish they were talking about that got fleeced out of tens of thousands of dollars, and I want my money back. No, we will take a break. Lots to unpack here.
Oh my God.
A massive, massive. A federal case involving illegal gambling, sports gambling, the Mafia, poker games, and the NBA, and the ripples are just starting. We'll take a break, come back, chime in to 651-461-9226. We'll get into it next on CCL. So this is like stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From a novel or a movie, but apparently, this is reality. 30 people arrested, a federal indictment, two massive cases, one involving insider sports betting conspiracies, the other rigged illegal poker games tied to the mafia. And we're talking about old school Italian, five families of New York mafia families. And the feds arresting 30 people, including Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, who was coaching the team last night against the Timberwolves, Damon Jones, a former player, and Terry Rozier, a member of the Miami Heat. The betting conspiracy involves inside information involving NBA teams, players who would not play on a particular night, and that information getting to people so they can make sports bets both online and in casinos. And then these rigged illegal poker games, which, Jor, I know your jaw was dropping with every moment they're talking about this, using these sophisticated systems to lure what they were called fish in to play these high-stakes poker games with celebrities, and they would fleece them out of money using rigged systems.
And that's the one that Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested on in connection with that specific case. It's alleged ties to the mafia's illegal poker operations. Now, it is important to note that Billups was not, this was not related to him placing bets on NBA games or games he coached, but, and that's what makes it even crazier. It's his alleged involvement with organized criminal gambling ring. And yes, Adam, I'm blown away at the fact that they have, that tables exist for the sole purpose to cheat.
Yeah.
Tables, there are these tables that, by the way, somebody was robbed to get, held at gunpoint. That's another point of the case, to get one of these tables that can read the cards upside down. There are shufflers that can, you know, like electric shufflers of the deck that can illegally give somebody an unfair advantage or a better hand. And then there were, you know, they were wearing contact lenses and special glasses to communicate with each other about which player had the right cards and whose cards were better. And this level of sophistication, I shouldn't be surprised because we're living in an AI world, but I had never heard of that before. And Adam, this goes back, I think, to my original comment when we started before the FBI press conference. We didn't know that was going to happen right away. And it was fascinating. I was listening with my jaw on the floor that why in the world would somebody like Chauncey Billups or an NBA player like Terry Rozier, am I saying that right? Be involved with something like this. You have a great life. You are already multi-millionaires. Mm-hmm. You don't need the money. What, I mean, are you at heart a criminal? Again, innocent until proven guilty. But is that why you would choose to get involved in something like this? You obviously knew it was illegal. I just, that's what I don't understand. I get the mafia doing it. The mafia is a bunch of bad guys. I get it. That's their job, is to be criminals, is to steal, is to set up these huge fraudulent scams.
Yeah, but how does the mafia do that, though? You know how the mafia does that? They prey on people, even celebrities who have a lot of money, who then get in trouble, and then they hold that over your head, and then you have to play ball with them. I mean, that's how the movies work, but guess what? That's how it works in real life. And I'll say the same even with the sports gambling, because you know, you assume that everybody associated in the NBA is making tons of dough. Well, I mean, yeah, they're making pretty good living, but they want more money. And if they're gambling and suddenly have a gambling problem, they probably lost a lot of money. And then they're really vulnerable to people who would take advantage of that, to use them to further their financial goals, whether it's in a sports betting situation, trying to do it through sports betting or illegal poker games involving the mafia, because they become vulnerable then. And look, it's people who have a lot of money. How many people do you know who make a ton of dough, whether it's in the millions or billions of dollars, who just wipe their hands eventually and say, you know what, that's enough. I've made all my money. No, the people who make tons of money want more money.
Yeah,
that's what they do. So it's not shocking to me at all, sadly. What's shocking to me is the level of sophistication, and specifically, I mean, the mafia poker games are one thing. I guess I've always assumed that type of thing goes on. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about professional sports now, with everybody's got the cell phone and everybody now, the prevalence of sports gambling, where you can get on an app and bet a few bucks here and there on not only who's going to win a game, but is so-and-so going to have a certain amount of points? And how that gets influenced by who plays, who doesn't play, and you're saying, okay, well, what's the big deal if it's just a bunch of college kids or young guys or women hitting a couple of bucks on their phones? Think how much money is influenced by that, and think how much money goes to, and if you know that, just like anything, if you have inside information about something and you play the system, suddenly you can make a hell of a lot of money doing that. So it should not shock us that with the prevalence of sports gambling now, and we've talked about it many times on this show and other shows about, is that good for society? And part of the downfall, the reason why they've kept sports and gambling so far apart for so long, is because the fear of this, where people have that inside information, or players or coaches or officials will somehow, in minor ways that you may not even see, influence a certain game so that a score or a point total or whatever it is hits a bet, and a lot of people make a lot of money on it. And that's why that fear, where whether it's a player, official, or a coach, is influenced by some of these people who know how to rig these systems and say, hey, we can make it. Yeah, you know, you can make a nice salary officiating or playing or coaching, but you can make a lot of money doing it. This, and all you have to do is give us this information, or, you know, sit it out. And that's the great fear here, is like, you know, we hold up sports as, are they truly pure competition where you don't know the winners, you don't know the losers? That's why we love it. And suddenly now we're wondering, oh, my gosh, what's the ripple
it's
effect
here? It's not real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's not even real. Like they've ruined that, you know, now we don't even know if it's real. It was supposed to be pure. That was the only supposed to, you know, live sports were the only thing that you could watch, and you thought you were watching something that you didn't know, that nobody knew the outcome of it.
So you feel that I'm not ready yet to say they're all rigged and we all know. I'm not ready to say that. Not at all. Have there been instances where people have influenced outcomes of games based on decisions that may have involved sports gambling. I find it hard to believe that that hasn't happened, but I'm not ready to wash my hands and say, oh, no, every outcome is already predicted. I think we're a long way from that, but, boy, stories like today pick away at that trust we have in these institutions, and I don't blame people for wondering, like you might wonder, like, well, really, is it all really just pure?
Greed. That's what it is. It's greed. Sports are no longer pure. Yes, I am willing to say that. I mean, the greed is deep. And I will admit that I don't fully understand gambling addiction. I don't. I'm not a person who suffers from addiction. So I can't fully understand that draw, that need, the leash it has on people. I don't fully understand it, but this texter says gambling is an addiction, especially with athletes. They're so competitive as well. Mix that with addiction, and this is what happens. So, Adam, do you think athletes are more susceptible to a gambling addiction because they have this high level of competition ingrained in them?
I have an answer to that, but we should take a break because we also have to get to a traffic and weather that we missed at the bottom of the hour. But let's chime into that very question. Are athletes more susceptible? And does this rock your trust when you sit down to watch a game, whether it's Wild, Wolves, Vikings, whatever it is, does this shake your trust that what you're watching is on the up and up? 651-461-9226. We'll keep the conversation.
I'm still trying to rot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My head around the level of cheating and the intricacies of how the mafia and its partners in crime were able to pull off a multi-million dollar sports gambling scam with the help, allegedly, of many sports insiders, allegedly innocent until proven guilty. And you asked the question, Adam, does this now make me lose faith that sports are pure. And you know what? It really does.
Yeah.
This is pretty widespread.
It doesn't for me. And here's why, too. Because I've always been... it goes back to the sports gambling and the fear of... Because it's so prevalent now and the leagues have embraced it. I mean, that's why we never had, you know, sports teams in Las Vegas. I mean, they, you know, Las Vegas is a major U.S. city, but there were never professional sports teams there because it's like, well, that's the heart of gambling. But, you know, that obviously we have sports teams in Las Vegas now because sports teams have embraced it as a part of people bet on games, whether it's fantasy football or, you know, the apps they now use, that it's so prevalent they've embraced it, and that the fear is now that it's now the influence has merged. But here's why I give pause to that, because specifically in this case that we're talking about with the one that involves the prop bets, where all these phone bets were made based on inside information. It was the gambling sites that tipped off the government saying, we've got a lot of bets coming in on this, on these certain things that seem so minuscule, that they policed themselves and said, hey, there's something going on here. So that gives me faith, actually, that that wall, that firewall, is still there. Now, is it foolproof? Of course not. And you're going to get a player in a situation, allegedly, like we have in some of these circumstances, that for whatever reason, because of debts, and that's some of the allegations, as a player, Jontay Porter, who's currently not playing, but that he was in debt so much that he was threatened, saying, you have to play ball with us, pardon the pun, to say, you got to, you know, do what we say here. And that's frightening. But I still have faith that overall, the games we watch are still on the up and up. And I have more faith, to be honest with you, that because I've been one of those wondering, is gambling good or is it not? I mean, is the influence too much? I'm heartened in the fact that it was these gambling sites that were had the safeguards in place to say, wait a minute, something's going on here, because a lot of people are dumping money onto this one seemingly minor bet system that it raised the alarms. So I actually, it heartens.
Do there need to be more regulation about this? You know, Adam, before this press conference, we were going to talk about the NCAA rule that approved a rule change yesterday that would allow athletes and athletic department staff to bet on professional sports.
On professional college athletes to bet on professional sports, right?
Correct. College athletes, the NCAA rule. So this is college athletes. They weren't allowed to bet on professional sports before, and now they are. So, again, this sort of flies in the face of what I'm about to say, but should we have more regulation that if you are involved in the sports industry, you are not allowed to bet on sports? I mean, I don't know how we would enforce that, but do we need more regulation? Because innocent until proven guilty. But if they're guilty, clearly people cannot be trusted. And if they get themselves as an athlete, if they get themselves involved in a gambling and they start losing money, then they start getting threatened. You know, these are vulnerable weak points in the chain that lead to this kind of fraudulent activity. If we just don't allow any athletes or even anybody involved, I'm talking about back office people, coaches.
Yeah.
If we don't allow any of them, I mean, is that something that we should look into to make the system less vulnerable?
Well, I think those restrictions are in place. I find it hard to believe that if you are an employee of the Minnesota Timberwolves, even one who is in the back room, and you have access to certain information, that I would assume, I could be totally wrong, but whether or not in the league rules or just in the company's rules saying we restrict your gambling activity, especially when it's involved with this certain sport. And if not, we absolutely need those kind of rules, because that's the other thing. It's like, you know, we're talking about, well, how do these multimillion-dollar athletes, why would they get involved? Well, what about the guy who's making, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 who works for an organization but still has access and knows that, oh, so-and-so's not playing tonight, or he's got an injury that he's really not trying to play through? I'm going to tell – and those are the people that – right. The ne'er-do-wells and the mafia are trying to get a hold of, saying, hey, we'll give you some extra cash here and there if you give us some information on that. Those are the people that really kind of make this happen.
people are so weak. Really.
Money.
That I
Money.
Started
that shocks
at
you?
9 a.m. saying, why in the world would like Chauncey Billups blow up his life, allegedly, to be involved in some kind of gambling fiasco that included the mafia and the poker? But I guess the answer is because humans are weak, that we don't have the moral compass that we should, and we are so easily swayed.
Yeah.
If the mafia comes calling and he says, hey, you know, we'll give you $10,000 if you give us some inside information.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens. And then they got you. And then that was illegal. So they hold that over you. I mean, I can see how this easily happens. The mafia can be very powerful and quite persuasive
yes.
as well. But we are just of weak mind.
Right.
That's it. It's greed that somebody said right away. Greed.
And vulnerability.
But
yep.
Yeah,
when you get vulnerable, and people can get vulnerable very quickly.
And another piece to this, too, that you can look into from a sports perspective is, will they now remove Chauncey Billups from the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame? Because he is in.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, that could be another piece to this where, because this is such a big, huge deal, somebody like Chauncey Billups, who is quite the legacy as a basketball player, will no longer be featured in that Hall of Fame.
Let's get to the question of the other question you asked after the break. Are athletes more susceptible to gambling problems than the average Joe? 651-461-9226. That's after this. 9:54, that is your Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to protect your home with clog-free Leaf Guard brand gutters built to last. I think there is some spillover that, you know, it's competition. And gambling is competitive. And I think that does, and athletes are competitive, so it doesn't shock me. It would not shock me if there's hard evidence that says athletes are more prone to gamble and therefore get into problem gambling.
And that's the question I asked. Because elite athletes are so trained on competition, are so focused on winning, you know, elite athletes are built a little different than we are. They just are. That's why they're the elite. That's why they're the 1% of who make it to the NBA or Major League Baseball or, you know, the NHL. And I asked if there's something like in that DNA, in that competitive spirit, that makes them more likely to gamble, to be more risky. You know, to not like me, I'm not a gambler. I go, put $20 in the slot machines and that's fun for me. And I love Vegas and it's fun and that, you know, but that's it for me. Like I can stop. And I know that I don't fully understand gambling addiction, but I also asked if the persona, the personality, the DNA makeup of an elite athlete, if they are more prone to excessive gambling.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Okay. And I hear that some of these texts, they say, guys, don't blame the mafia. Blame our culture. We're fine with more mass shootings than any other country. Big deal for sports betting. Our country is corrupt. That is a sad state, but frauds like this from people that were already rich, already had achieved the American dream. Leads me to believe that that we are somehow, not all of us, of course, not all of us, but moral bankruptcy is often an American trait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very sad.
And I mean, we've had massive fraud in that brought
feeding our future.
Well, but I mean, you think about the Great Recession. What was that based on? It was based on prop bets in the real estate market, right?
I mean, fraudulent mortgage loans.
Yes, it's the same kind of thing. And we're naive to think, okay, basketball is the only place where this is happening. I mean, there's problems with gambling, including with players, and all other sports as well. And it'll be interesting to see where this goes. But wow.
Someone reminded us that the Houston Astros were not punished for their cheating scandal. Is that true?
No, they were. Yeah, the coaches definitely were.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Josh has quick takes for us coming up. You got something to tease?
Yeah, we got a big football game tonight. And yes, the Timberwolves did win yesterday, despite all the controversy surrounding that. So, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.